he decided just to sell the business and move on to something else. So, but anyhow, that's my story. And I got divorced from that lady, and I'm with another lady here now. So, we're enjoying life as much as a person can be in my position here, being disabled. But I'm hoping they're going to fix me up here where I can enjoy the summer here and get back into the hobbies I enjoy, like camping and quadding and fishing and maybe even hunting. We'll see what happens. But I like hunting moose, but I haven't done that for a few years, and just getting to be too big of an animal now for me to handle when I'm disabled. So that's kind of our life in a nutshell there. Back to you. My wife's name's Michelle. Back to you. KJ5POUV5RJM.
This is KJ5POU. It sounds like you have a very interesting, good life, and that is great. My husband is retired. He was a maintenance supervisor for a small town up near Fort Worth. I am retired. I was a regional director for a company that believes in giving kids second chances. I flew around and to different sites throughout America just to ensure that these facilities were in compliance with all the USDA food compliance and stuff like that. And so we miss the checks, but we don't miss the heavy, hard work.
Yeah, it sounds like our lives aren't that much different, I guess, somewhat different, but same type of, things, like being retired. My wife still works. She looks after the dairy food part of our local grocery store co-op here. So, and she enjoys it. She gets to walk to work and very close. And we're kind of looking forward to, I don't know how many more years she's going to put in, but we're looking forward that we're both retired and we can enjoy some of our retirement years and maybe do some traveling and that sort of thing. So we'll see how things go, but you just never know what's around the corner, I suppose. But anyways, we tied up the frequency here for quite a while here. We got to know each other pretty good. We should maybe see if there's others that would like to come on board and use the frequency or say hello to you there. So I've got things here I've got to get done here too, start my day. I sure appreciated this CUSO with you, and got to know your family a little bit there, and definitely wanted to keep in touch with you there, Cheryl. So you have to let me know how that radio setup goes today with your dad. So we'll say 73s, maybe we can make a contact there on HF someday. That would be cool. That would be really cool. Anyway, 73s, I'm going to pass it back to you there for maybe a final there, unless there's something else that you wish to talk about there. But KJ5POUV5RJM.
And I appreciate talking to you as well. I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. I got to get my day started. But yes, we'll find each other again. It was nice talking with you. And 73s, We will talk to you soon. This is KJ5TOU.
Yeah, 73's, and I can't forget your husband's name, Randy. It's the same as mine. So, you guys both have a great day there and enjoy it. 73's, until next time. KJ5POU, V5RGM, will be clear and monitoring the frequency. 73. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM, you copy?
VE7FLZ.
I kind of figured that was you there, email, but you've got no modulation coming through. It's just carrier, just the carrier on your transmissions. I looked up on the Canada hub there, and I see that you were the last key up there. So we had a couple of previous carriers, so I went to check on the Canada hub, and I seen your call sign there. That's how I knew it was you. So yeah, there's something wrong there at your station there. There's no modulation coming to you, just holding the carrier, that's all. Anyways, V5RGM will be monitoring.
V5RGM, V1 Echo Papa, can you copy now?
copy 5x5 now. Yeah, you're in there now, full quieting there. Over.
Yeah, it was my challenge there. I had too many programs running on the telephone here. What I was saying is that neither Henry or I could hear you. No, actually, Henry could hear you on Echolink. I could hear you both on Echolink, but on RF, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you, but yet I was hearing Cheryl. Over.
Okay, so Henry was hearing both sides of the conversation, but you weren't. You weren't copying me there. Over.
Yeah, both Henry and I were on Echolink, and we could hear both conversations. But on RF, I wasn't hearing you, but yet I was hearing Cheryl. Over.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So where you had the trouble there, was that on this mode of communication that you're using right now?
No, I'm on Echolink there now to talk to you. I'll try RF there. I'll just pick up the portable and try it there. Stand by one.
P5RJM. V1 Echo Papa testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's working. I can copy you there, but you've got a fair bit of noise and static. That's probably because you're too close to the computer there. But otherwise, besides that, coming through okay there, email back to you. So I don't know what the problem would have been. If you can hear me now, but you couldn't hear me when Cheryl was and I were talking. So anything changed between now and then?
Yeah, I can hear you on Echolink, but I cannot hear you on the RF.
Okay, well, maybe your node needs to get a reboot. Maybe that's the issue there. You know, you can do that *911, and that'll do the trick for you. And then reconnect up, disconnect, do *911, and then reconnect the way you were. So you're coming through, I take it, on 9029 on RF.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Okay, I'll just tune down and then tune back up again and see what happens. One Echo Papa Portable disconnected from 9029.